This is Twit.
Look at this Microsoft event.
We thought
we knew everything Microsoft was going to tell us.
Yeah.
They surprised you and Micah a little bit.
Yeah, and I want to apologize to everyone that watched the live stream. Well, so, I mean, they what's his name? Panos
Panay.
He said thank you and began to walk off the stage.
I was watching, and Micah, and you cut away to a commercial.
Yeah, so we gotta show love to our sponsors.
I was watching, and I got to tell you, I turned it off. I thought, well, we've seen everything.
Yeah. We looked up.
And then I came back, and they were still going.
Right.
Neo and Duo.
Duo.
So had they announced the Neo already?
They had already announced the Neo. We were done with that.
So we kind of even thought they'd do a two-screen. We'd seen Courier. Mm-hmm. We thought it was called Project Andromeda. We thought we'd see this a two-screen laptop.
Centaurus.
Centaurus, that's right. I'm sorry, not Andromeda. Won't be out until Christmas 2020, so okay. I was impressed, actually, by the Surface X, which I guess is a replacement for the Surface Go.
Right.
And that's...
Because I wasn't too enthused about the Surface Go when we talked about it.
It was underperforming.
Windows Weekly,
yeah.
The Surface X is definitely a worthy upgrade.
It's ARM-based, though, the Surface Pro X, right? And it has... what I really like is this pen that is tucked away inside the folding keyboard.
I like that.
And it charges itself there. Mm-hmm. I priced it out. I was a little disappointed. It starts at $999, but the one you want is almost $2,000.
Yeah, I'd
much rather have the Surface laptop, the 15-inch. Can you work that out for me, sir?
That's nice. And that has AMD in it, which is one of the versions AMD. Has AMD in it. I think that's great news for AMD, although we have a lot in the Twit community. We have a lot of AMD fans that say, Leo, you should talk about Ryzen more. It's really amazing. And they were disappointed because it's the second generation.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the top tier.
The old Ryzen.
For the mobile side.
But that is one problem AMD's faced, which is lack of mobile parts.